the best game to cover. Who can guess what that was that may have happened in March or April? Because there were two. And I say that in a snarky way. I don't mean to sound, I mean, I do mean to sound snarky, but it was very deeply to the core satisfying to be in Durham on season. They made that little like thing where Coach K walked through all the tunnel of the former players and everything else that happened and the unlikelihood of our players winning in that environment. The other piece of that, which is equally great because we won, was beating them in the Final Four. I hope y'all enjoyed that night because it was really, really good. That was really cool because it's already a national rivalry. We already play at start times so the West Coast can watch us. But there on that stage, and make no mistake, like neither team wanted to play each other in the Final Four. It's almost too much. Like it's, the stakes are too high. So the only way I tell this story is because we win, right? But that was so much fun to be there and to see. It was palpable in that venue in New Orleans. You could feel it. I looked behind me, 25 minutes. Were any of you there, by the way? You were. You guys, three of you were? Tell me, I mean, how great was that?
I cried.
Thank you. Anybody else? Any other tears? Come on, Siobhan, seriously. Okay, but no tears? No words, but no tears either? I looked behind us. We're sitting, we're courtside from our broadcast location, which is a really good place to watch that game. And I turned around 25 minutes after the game, and all of our fans were still there. People who were total strangers were hugging. Like, they're just, it's just this joyous, fever-rich environment of just, oh my gosh, this just happened. And that's because it was twice in the span of just a few weeks, and nobody thought it would happen the first time, much less the second time. So, I'll end with that, because how else could we end on victory over Duke?